thinking about the animations that I've got to do over the next 3 weeks with the Key Stage 3 kids, how I might organise that. I was thinking of them just messing around with pixelation in the garden, but I think I need more structure than that. They've got to work in groups because there won't be that many cameras. And in a flash of inspiration as I walk up the hill, I'm thinking probably that we should concentrate more on narrative, actually getting them to produce stories. Because that makes sense of the first session, which would be very much about storyboarding. We could then have the second session, which would be about going out and taking the film, photographs, whatever, and then the third session, which is putting it together. So I'm thinking perhaps Comic Life would be the best approach, that they should tell a story in a number of still images, and get the story across in a sequence of still images with shots. You could have, I'll talk to them about close-up shots and framing shots and faraway shots, different camera angles, talk about mood, talk about whether they use colour or black and white, how they sort of construct the narrative, and what story they're trying to get across. I mean, we could still have space for animation in there and for pixelation. I don't want to restrict it, but the possibility of using a storyboard type narrative to finish up with, as well as an animation, might be a really good one. The constraint, obviously, is time, and the problem is organization with so many kids running around, particularly if the weather's not particularly good. Thinking back to assignment 5 now on my MA, I've got to be working out what I'm going to be doing next. And really, that is very much to do with the website design that I'm working on, the interactive pieces and the animation. Those are sort of the three threads, the animation and the photography, which is very much to do with what the kids are doing in work. That's their work. So what I'm doing, the website design, the blogs, the communication bit of it, which is a bit that I'm exploring. And my own work, I don't know where that fits in, doing the technical learning of it, I suppose. I don't quite know where I'm going to get books from or what books I'm going to look at. I'm sort of thinking towards the animation that I've been doing a lot of research into animation. I just need to log it, getting lots of DVDs out of the library and looking through them. I just haven't been very good at logging it yet. Perhaps I should have a chat with the animation guy at Huey and work on that a bit. Frank Meyer, I've been looking loads for Reiniger. Lots of YouTube stuff. Aardman, obviously. But Animation Now, if I look through the Animation Now book, there's one for the bibliography. Website Design, I'm sure I could go through the bookcase and put out dozens of books that would form a biography. The stuff I've been looking at over the last few years. Doesn't have to be now, does it? Doesn't have to be recent. Right, well, thinking that I've got to write everything up that I speak, I better shut up.